And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. And just so you know, by the way, pro-Palestinian protesters are clashing with police outside of the U.S. Capitol. They know things. I'm looking at some of their little skulls full of mush and thinking, you've got all the life experience of a gnat. And you know, they're shouting all their from the river to the sea junk, but there have been some of them that have been fairly violent, and some have also been, you know, willing to engage in you know, destruction of property and you know, graffiti on our monuments and all that kind of stuff. And I'm saying, man, take them down. But the other thing that really just drives me crazy is they get out there and protest, but they wear masks. And there really ought to be some measure of I don't know how you address this, but if you're going to protest, you ought to have to show your face. That's just a sense that I have. You ought to have to show your face. If you're going to do all this stuff and claim all these things and be bold and brash, well, then how about you show your face? Well, they know the most of them won't, because they know they'll face repercussions for it. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I want to let you know that you're doing a great job. Man, brother, thank you so much. That was awesome. Thank you very much. Britt from Athens, 14th Amendment states that anyone born in the U.S. is a naturalized citizen, doesn't matter about your parents. I need to go look at it, Britt, and see if there's any caveats. That's my recollection, too. But anyway, I don't know. David from Bucky's says, Phil, this is how you should ask Dale his questions today. So, Dale, what do you want to talk about today? Why would I do that? He'll just chase a rabbit on my show if I do that. No, we're not doing that. No. Okay. Listen. John from Brownsboro says, regardless of her, Kamala's, parents' citizenship, she was born on American soil. She's a citizen of the U.S. At least that's what I heard in sixth grade. Okay, John, thanks. And then John from Jasper says, with regards to the protesters, sounds like an insurrection, no doubt. But, you know, that's only if they're, you know, on the right side of things. All right, look, you know the deal. Sometimes when I am prepping the show, sometimes when I am getting things ready, when I am early in the morning pulling together resources, I find myself going, phew, look at the woke. Did you see that? Look, oh my gosh, at the woke. How much wokeness? Wow. Oh man, that's woke. And I wind up with just a stack of stuff, a whole bunch of woke, like a pile of woke, like a veritable pile of woke, like 10 pounds of woke in a 5-pound bag, like a smorgasbord, a plethora, a cornucopia of wokeness. And that's when it's time to do another round of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
I got some in here. Some are funny, some are not. Some you look at them and go, what's wrong with you people? Like, how about this? So I don't know about y'all, but as a kid, we actually, like, if I more than once, I can remember this, it would drive me crazy, but now I get it. I would say, Mom, what's that word mean? And the answer would be, go look it up in the dictionary. Mom, just tell me what it means. Just go look it up in the dictionary. Okay. And I did. And I learned to use the, you know, the Webster's Dictionary, which became the Merriam-Webster's Dictionary. And it was a hardback. And I've actually got one still on a shelf at my study. Just, you know, old school. Remember Encyclopedia Britannicas? Remember all of them? The books? The guys would come around to your front door and sell you a set of encyclopedias?
I had a set of those.
Oh, man, yeah.
Dad bought them.
Everybody did. But now it's all digital. You know, so much is digital now. But the Merriam-Webster company wants you to know that here in the digital age, they are finding reasons to morph the English language because they were told to, I guess. Like, for instance, the word female. So a website called WokeSpy, I've gone to quite a bit lately when I'm looking for, you know, stuff that fits this mold. And I find myself just laughing at some of the stuff on there. Other things are like, I look at it and go, what? So Merriam-Webster company is looking to go woke here. And they have a way you can type in, you know, how do you define, and the word was female. And the author wrote female. And it got back a reply that basically being female is usually about of the female sex. But it can also mean things like gender identity, which are opposite to the gender, biological sex. And so the bottom line is they're like, wait, hang on a second. What? And this was then posted on social media on Merriam-Webster's website, at which point Merriam-Webster then also locked down the posting so that no one could reply to it. So the point being made here is that's right. In the world in which we live in 2024, the authoritative dictionary shut down all discussions and retracted any questions when sane, normal people told it that the word female just means what it means. I have not gone and done this myself yet. I read the article and I thought, you know, I probably need to type it in to see. But I'm gonna check this out later. But here we are. I mean, what the heck? It's Webster's Dictionary. And I wonder, now I need to go look and see if the pronouns they and them actually apply to singular people under Merriam-Webster's thesaurus. But I find this to be both offensive, obnoxious, and filled with jackassery all at the same time. But it is definitely a part of woke world. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary, the authoritative source for defining of words, can no longer define a woman. I tell you what, we're about to hit a break. During the break, I'm going to be looking this up again too, and I may just play with this and see what else I can plug in there. Like, I don't know. How do you define? I wonder how they define male. I don't know. That's male, not mail. But yes, male.
We haven't gotten to that, but I'm sure we will eventually sometime this year.
Oh, I feel certain that we're there. I'm going to bet that we're there. Adventures in Woke World finds you all the best stuff. When we get back from the break, I'll be telling you about, I don't know. How about the drag queen that's on Kamala Harris's campaign staff? That's awesome. But how about the fact that we actually have some anti-woke stuff that's going really, really well? Tell you all about it. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, before I go any further, I gotta remind you guys, for over the past month, I guess, I've been introducing you to one of our new sponsors, Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. So did you know that some of the most popular companies that people invest in these days are often not aligned with biblical values? Like, your investment dollars could be unintentionally supporting things like abortion, pornography, human trafficking. I mean, look, it happens all the time. It may be in your portfolio. You don't even know it. So maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. And I mean, like, meet them in person. They'll sit down with you, a free meeting, and they can talk to you about what is known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. They can square you away on what it means to make sure your portfolio actually supports the things you say you believe in. At the same time, returning your, you know, return on investment in a strong way. Look, to learn more about BRI, all you got to do is contact Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors today. They will sit down with you. It'll be an in-person meeting. They will work through the processes with you. No charge, no fuss, no muss, no upsell. They're just going to try and make sure you understand what's out there and what's available, and maybe give you some biblically aligned alternatives. So to learn more about BRI, yes, indeed, contact Paul Breyer and Inspire Advisors, and you can do that at their website, which is moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or you can go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Go to the Right Side Radio portion and click on sponsors. Just click on their logo. Takes you right to their website. So yeah, Inspire Advisors. It's conservative. It's godly. It's balanced. It's financial freedom with Inspire Advisors. Check them out. I really wish you would. All right, I am back in the second dipper, Adventures of Woke World. So just so you know, by the way, during the break, I went and I ran a test. I should have done this before the show started, but I did it during the break, and so there you go. Big rig. The word they. It's a pronoun. Merriam-Webster says the fourth of, you know, has multiple definitions sometimes. The fourth definition is used to refer to a single person whose gender identity is non-binary. Our much-vaunted Merriam-Webster dictionary is redefining pronouns. I don't know what committee sat around and said the English language should be thus and so, but apparently Merriam-Webster, which is supposed to be one of the authorities on the English language, is now saying that they and them can be used for singular non-binary people. My God. By the way, just so you know, male and female, I looked those up too, and they also, one of the definitions is as to the gender identity of the person. Okay, how about Kamala Harris? our DEI hire for vice president. Well, Kamala Harris, just so you know, she is not afraid to have quite the diverse staff. So right now on her Pennsylvania staff, her director of communications for the state of Pennsylvania, I believe it is a guy named Eric Lipka. Eric Lipka, who also goes by Erotica the Drag Queen. How many times have you rolled your eyes today on this show?
Just, I don't know, man. Lost count.
Just a few.
We're just making up our own rules and
rewriting the English language.
Yep.
It's a goat rodeo. There's your favorite term. It's a goat rodeo, Big Rig.
I love that.
Roping goats and herding cats. Yeah, Eric Lipka has been unmasked as Erotica the Drag Queen, who was appointed as a deputy press secretary for Biden-Harris campaign in Pennsylvania. Lipka's accounts were quickly locked down when conservative media approached him for comment. Why? Is he not proud of his dragness? Is he not happy that as a DEI hire, he is now on the staff of the next woman of color, potentially the president of the United... She's not going to be president. Don't say that. The Democrats have defended Lipka's appointment with Pennsylvania Communications Director Jack Doyle, telling Fox News they were proud to have a drag queen on board. Okay. We're proud to have a team of 200 talented Pennsylvania staffers, including Eric, highlighting Trump's record killing 275,000 jobs across the Commonwealth. Blah, 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 blah. I don't think so. Now, here's the thing. Dude wants to dress and drag his off time, whatever. The question I have is, has he been doing drag queen story hour with kids? Has he gone to family-friendly events and cavorted in front of kids? And how do they feel really, though? How do they feel really about drag lampooning women in general? You're working for a female candidate, and you're going to lampoon women as a dude in a dress with fake prosthetic parts and big lips and clownish makeup. I don't know how they get away. You know, it's not right to do blackface, right? It's not. I don't like it. I don't think it should be. And I get why it would be offensive. Why are female activists not offended by drag queens? It's the female version of blackface. And yet Kamala Harris, first woman of color to run for president, as the nominee, almost, sort of, kind of, not really, but she's trying to be, now has a drag queen on her staff. Awesome. Just so you know, by the way, ESG is still out there. Environmental, social, governance. It's that whole thing about, you know, making sure that where you invest your money, it also plants trees, promotes net zero emissions on cars, makes sure that government never requires photo ID for voting, and that government does not get in the way of transgender treatments for children. All the stuff, all right? ESG is ridiculous. ESG has actually been, I think there are ESG lawsuits ongoing right now. But the Associated Press recently ran a story here. I've got it on the AP July 19th, so it's just about 5 days old. AP, the U.S. Treasury Department warns that anti-woke banking laws like Florida's are now a national security risk. Hello? Come again? Yes. The Treasury Department, in all of its wokeness, is warning that state laws that restrict banks from considering environmental, social, and governance factors could actually harm their efforts to address money laundering and terrorism financing. How is that a thing? So let me get this straight. If your portfolio is not vested in companies that support liberal ideals, somehow or another that promotes money laundering. I'm struggling to follow the logic. Oh, that was my problem. There's no logic. According to the AP, the Treasury Department letter said that Florida's law, which is, you know, designed to prevent unsafe and unsound business practices, that Florida's law could undermine the work of federal agencies, heightening the risk that international drug traffickers, transnational organized criminals, terrorists, and corrupt foreign officials will then use the U.S. financial systems to launder money, evade sanctions, and threaten our national security. What? Where did they get off saying this? They just accused Governor Ron DeSantis and the state of Florida's legislature of promoting international drug traffickers and corrupt foreign officials by not wanting to invest in money-losing propositions. That's where we are. That's what wokeness does. It finds new ways to rewrite the English language, and certainly to make us feel like we're all the criminals because we don't want to do their things. All right. I got a couple more here. What do I got here? Which one am I going to do? Oh, by the way, you'll be happy to know, Bud Light, since the Dylan Mulvaney thing, has now slipped into third place in U.S. sales. The backlash continues. They dropped from first to second. They are now in third. Now the order of beer, the order of march for beer is apparently Modelo, Michelob Ultra, and then Bud Light. Wow. You know, somewhere along the line, someone is sitting in a boardroom going, I hate that Dylan Mulvaney guy, as they watch their shares plummet. How much time I got? I got time. Hotair.com has a piece this morning saying that General Motors, the big GM, General Motors is, the headline says, GM is like about that second electric truck plant and stuff. It's happening, y'all. Even before the Biden administration leaves office, which I am praying they are, even before the Biden administration leaves office, you are seeing the righting of the ship when it comes to the auto industry. They got so out of whack. They were pressured to do so many things. They are seeing a shareholder backlash right now. As shares plummet, sales drop, and they've got a stockpile of inventory they can't move. You're looking right now at Detroit automakers' plans for future battery cell plants. They're coming to a halt. General Motors said Tuesday it's again slowing its plans for all electric vehicles by further delaying a second U.S. electric truck plant and the Buick brand's first ever EV. The six-month delay in retooling the electric truck plant in Michigan until mid-2026 also means that GM will not achieve its prior target of having North American production capacity of 1 million EVs by next year. Yeah, last I heard, too, there was also a plan for a new plant in, where is it, Ontario, Canada? Oh, yeah, here it is. New plans, Ford Motors will expand production of its Super Duty trucks to a Canadian plant that was previously going to be converted to an all-electric vehicle hub. So you've got the Oakville Assembly Complex in Ontario, Canada was going to be all-electric. Everything coming out of their EV. Not anymore. Now they're going back to Super Duty pickup trucks that burn a whole lot of diesel. I'm just saying. Bring it. Go woke, go broke. There you have it. I'll tell you what. Last one. I got one left. I got a couple left, and I'm going to stick with one. Just so you know. Aside from the fact that the EV market is righting itself, and that people are pushing back on DEI, and that ESG laws are being passed, the other thing you might want to know is, there are anti-woke investment companies out there that are surging. One of them is the one that was started in part by Vivek Ramaswamy back in 2022. The company's called Strive Wealth Management. They just went through a whole Series B fundraiser, which is like the next layer of fundraising. They raised $30 million in capital. They now manage over $1.6 billion in assets. And they are a company that prides itself on being non-woke, anti-ESG in all their investing. That's just very cool, and I'm loving it. All right, that's Adventures in Woke World. We got some stuff, man. I got a ton of emails or text messages dropping in, so I'll get those right after the break. And then coming up top of the hour, we'll be heading to the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Man, the lovely Charlene has been sending me some text messages and mostly with links to things that are happening right now on the pro-Palestinian protesters in D.C. right now. They are on this destructive tear. In fact, one of them, in front of Union Station, they just pulled down the American flag off the pole and ran up a Palestinian flag. They're burning American flags. And the graffiti and the destruction is just, listen, this has got to stop. This is not right. Death to America written on our statues and monuments, free Gaza. I tell you what, send some of them over there and see how long they feel badly about it. Just unbelievable. Text messages. Let's see what we got here. Tom from Gurley says, when I hear them refer to themselves as they, them, I think of Mark 5:9. And he was asking them, what is your name? And they said to him, my name is Legion, for we are many. Tom, you are so spot on, brother. I have thought that before. And yes. Wow. Mindy from Morris. And by the way, hey, can you update Big Rig? Update Mindy's profile to include where she's from Morris, Alabama. Mindy from Morris says, hey, Phil, did you hear about Harley Davidson going woke? Harley Davidson? Including training specifically for white males? Heard it on Glenn Beck this morning. I've not heard this. I will have to check that out. That is unbelievable. I'm assuming the training for white males was to help them identify their own privilege. But Harley Davidson? Nah. We need to get our country back. Harris from Athens says, in reference to the vice-cackling nincompoop, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you and Big Rig. Nice. Monty from Huntsville says, always heard that expression as a goat rope, which precedes the, yeah, I know it does, but a goat rodeo is what we're roping goats in the goat rodeo. That's where we are. John from Lexington, South Carolina says, just completed my civilian diversity training for the Army. Oh, Lord. The slides spell out succinctly that the goal is equal outcomes. When it was mentioned that standards must drop to achieve the standards, that individual was chastised. Yeah, I'm sure. Hang in there, John. New day's coming, man. Navy Phil from Athens. Navy Phil says, come on now, Phil. As non-binary implies multiple personalities, it's applicable. They, them. Wow. No, I don't like it. Jody from Notasauga says, Colonel, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits discrimination in employment based on race, color, religion, or national origin. Doesn't that make DEI illegal? You would think, and yet here we are having to ban it at the state level. I'm glad I have a smart audience. JT from Lacey Springs says, hey, Big Rig, your grade today for John's going to be a C for missing the Jack Ashery sound effects. I did say Jack Ashery earlier. He's got a point. I said, you might want to recoup, like right now, if I said Jack Ashery, what would you do? Would you just miss out on the hour? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Brad from Limestone County. Long one. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Amendment 14 of the U.S. Constitution contains the relevant passage. Thank you. I will not read the whole thing, but what's his point? He's talking about whether Kamala is able to be a U.S. citizen. All persons born or naturalized in the U.S. subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. Yeah, there's interpretation on that, but you're right. I think right now that is going to be the standard. Plus, I don't think anybody's going to try and disqualify her on that ground in the next 100 days. Tim from Mount Hebron, Alabama says, where's the Jack Ashery sound effect? See, I said it earlier and you just, Big Rig, come on, man.
My apologies. I dropped the ball.
Svelte and smooth, but you got to catch those opportunities for points. Jeff from Indiana, Phil, have you seen the new spelling bee that the Webster's Dictionary has changed? They changed the spelling of Democrat. They changed the E to an I because it's dim. Oh, crap. Not dun dun dun. Okay. Listen, we got plenty more where that came from. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to be with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. We like to call it the Grand Council. We come in smoking, man. I mean, we come in with questions for each other, and we just basically ping them back and forth and see where we stand. Those two guys have been doing this longer than I have, and it usually winds up being pretty fun, so stand by for that one. One last text, brand spanking new in the system. You got him, Dave from Harvest. He says, listen to you for quite a while, decided to finally text you. I'm quite angry with the GOP and the Trump campaign. They walked into the Democrats' trap with that early debate. They should have known that it was a litmus test for Biden, an excuse for them to toss him overboard when he tanked on national TV. I think they did. And I think, I'll be honest with you, I think it's worked out. Now, granted, I'll say this, Kamala's going to get a bump. She's going to get the, oh, good, we got something else bump. All right. She's getting, and it's to be expected. But they got Kamala. So it's not like they suddenly went with the A-team, right? But here's the other piece. What did we talk about nonstop? What finally became the topic of real conversation everywhere? the Biden administration's inequities and the inability for the world to feel confident in who he was and who was right next to him the entire time, Kamala. So as this begins to, don't think we're done with it. As it begins to unfold even more, she's going to get tied to it. They would have been better off finding somebody outside the fold, if you know what I'm saying. Somebody who could say, well, I wasn't working with him every day. I didn't know. They didn't get that. I think the early debate wound up being their trap, and they didn't know what to do with it. And now they're in disarray, and they're trying to get their act back together. Coming up next, Grand Council. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.